Hello and welcome.
I'm Yags Over Easy.
And I'm Crispy Tart, and you're listening to Crispy Tart Topics.
We're in the studio today.
Do we sound different? Does it sound cool now?
Sounds official as fuck.
Yeah.
If you guys heard our very first episode, that was actually in the studio too. I think this is maybe just the third one that we've done in the studio.
Yeah.
And this is episode 12 now, and we were just talking about that. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
You know, it's really fun to do a consistent project, so I hope you guys are listening every week, because we're going to keep on throwing them out there for you guys.
I feel like our listens have been picking up. Nope. Like, when I looked, the last, I mean, they're listening to previous podcasts of ours, too. They're not just listening to the most recent.
So you think that... Okay, so we should compare to what it was like when we first started. How many listens per week? Because maybe it just seems like these ones have less listens on them because total listens are more.
Right.
It's more spread out now.
But keep sharing, keep following us on Instagram. Our followers keep going up, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, guys, our Instagram is really, really funny, too. So you should definitely add us on Instagram if you're not already on there, because we have some pretty fucked up shit on there. It's mostly just Tinder guys.
Pretty much all Tinder. Tinder screenshots of guys saying weird-ass things to us.
Yeah, and this is all real. It's crazy. Like, I can't believe that this is real life. Yeah, actually, if you saw the most recent one, it was this guy that messaged me. First, he just messaged me something like, hi, and then I didn't respond. And then later that day, he said, all I want to do today is lie in bed and touch myself. But what do you think he was trying to do? Like, what did he want?
I mean, Tinder is for fucking, usually, so...
But my profile says
guys
no
don't
hookups.
Read that shit. Guys do not read that shit.
Guys, read the freaking profile description. You can get a lot of information
out
of
it. I always read the bio.
Me too, because if you don't, like, you can't tell somebody's personality by their picture.
Exactly.
You have to get, like, a little bit more information than just a photo.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what do you think he wanted? Do you think that he wanted me to, like, start sexting him? Or
probably. It's like, oh, really? Let me come over and suck your dick. Doesn't happen like that, dudes.
I want to know if that ever works, though. Does that ever work for anybody?
I'm sure it has to, otherwise they wouldn't be doing it.
But that guy was not sexy at all. He had, like a bush, like, curly hair. Like, really bushy hair, and had no style. He was wearing, like, those, like, Hawaiian polo shirts?
Yeah.
Like, button-up?
Yeah.
Like, that kind of style.
Sexy. Sexy.
But white girl is like, yes, I want to touch myself to your photos.
Probably, I mean, maybe it's his, like, fetish that he messaged girls and tell them that he wants to touch himself.
So maybe he wanted me to respond angrily.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That turns him on.
Because a lot of guys like that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freaky deaky dudes.
That's like the, you know, the kind of porn that's facial abuse?
Ugh, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen some of those. That's not acting. Like, they're really,
the girl
doesn't want that at all.
Of course they don't.
Yeah.
Like, in tears. Like,
yeah, that shit's
in
fucked
pain. Up. I've seen where they've had to vomit and, like, eat their vomit and shit. Like, what the fuck person is into that? I'm
sorry.
Or,
like, they have to stand on all fours and, like, eat out of a dish or something.
Do
like...
you have mental issues if you like that shit?
I kind of get it, though. I mean, I get
Why?
The thought, like, because men want to be macho and they want to seem like they're in control.
Why do they gotta make them eat out of a dog dish to feel that way?
Because they have small dicks.
Yeah.
Small.
I mean, yeah.
Well, it's not even small dicks, you know, it's just a small, like, self-esteem.
Well, that's fucked up.
But do you think I should mess with this guy? Should I say, like, start, like, saying something sexual to him and get him to send me a dick pic and then post it on the internet?
I mean, you could if you really want to.
Maybe he's not a bad person, though. Maybe he doesn't deserve that.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway,
that kind of brings us into what's going on this week nationally, or actually worldwide, I believe.
Is it worldwide?
I believe so, because when I on the news it said it was seven continents. But I'm talking about the Women's March.
Was last year the first year for that?
Yeah.
So it was basically based on Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was when he was sworn in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're at the year anniversary of Trumpy. Mm. Which is great.
It's so great. We love it.
But, yeah. So what do you think, like, the main goal is? Because, I guess the goal is to get more rights for women, but what is...
Just equality would be nice. We're still not equal.
This year's different because we have the Me Too and the...
Time's up.
Yeah.
But time is fucking up. Yeah. Dude. Like, we're fucking sick and tired of this bullshit. And I work in a male-dominated industry, and there's still sexism every damn day. And although my company does work hard to they still perpetuate a lot of those instances. So
what do you think?
We have a long ways to go.
Yeah. What do we need to do? Like, what? How can we get more equality? Like, what should we do? Should there be laws in place? Or
well, they definitely need to, we need to start electing more women.
Yeah.
More people of color. But more women, because even if it is more people of color, it's probably going to be a dude.
Women of color, that'd be great.
Women of color would be fucking bomb. Like
Michelle Obama for president. did you hear the Oprah thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, she like gave a speech at the Oscars.
Golden
Globes. And yeah, people were saying that she should be president after that.
No more fucking celebrities, people. Anyways. No politics on this show.
Yeah.
But seriously.
I mean, it's relevant though. Yeah. Yeah.
We do need to elect from the bottom, like local elections. We need to start electing more women. And I think that will really turn things around.
Yeah.
Because
for sure.
We don't have a voice. We just straight up don't have a voice besides like us talking now and like doing a women's march.
Yeah, but for me, Women's March, I mean, I guess it puts the idea into people's head, and, like, we're having a conversation about it now, so it sparks the dialogue, but
yeah.
I don't know really how much it does in terms of real change. So maybe you're right, like, we have to start doing something higher up, like...
But I do think it has an impact, because, you know, with the Time's Up and the Me Too stuff, that shit takes over the internet, and all those people being called out for sexual harassment, they're doing something about it, right? Or are they not? Are they being all being, like, charged and shit?
I don't know.
Because I don't,
like, the Harvey Weinstein...
Yeah.
At least his wife divorced him because of all this, but I don't know if he's in jail. He's not in jail.
Right.
So, I don't really know.
Well, he was, I guess, he was fired from his own company.
But he said he should be in jail, right? Like,
I don't know. Should you? What? Did he rape someone? I don't even know.
We should do a little more research.
Guys.
But no, there was just, I know that there was many, many, like, sexual misconduct allegations against him. But I don't know if he actually raped somebody, but maybe you should be in jail for that, too. Like, maybe they should make the punishment
assault.
Yeah, they should make the punishment stronger for that.
Right. I want to talk about this. Did you hear about Aziz Ansari?
Yeah!
Okay,
that one surprised me, because he seemed kind of... Oh, it didn't surprise you?
No,
it did not. It surprised me, because he seemed just kind of like a funny, like, cute little guy.
I don't know. He gives off the creepy vibe a little bit, but...
It's male comedians.
It is. What's up with you, male comedian? No, oh. It's not all of them.
It's Jess Johnson!
Well, no, fucking Sean John. But no, if you don't know what happened with Aziz, look it up. No, I'm just kidding. But
tell the story, because I don't know the details.
He met a girl at a after party, and they bonded over having the same camera, and then they went out on a date, and he kind of rushed her through dinner, mm-hmm. and was like, let's get off this boat. And go back to my place.
They were on a boat?
For dinner. Yeah, I guess. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
But went back, and he immediately started trying to kiss her, and I guess he went down on her and all this stuff. And then she was like, wait, wait, wait. Like, I don't really want to do anything sexual tonight. And then he's like, okay, like, seemed like he was considering her feelings.
Yeah.
But then I guess he kept putting his fingers in her mouth. And
that's just weird.
Yeah, and, like, taking her hand and putting it on his dick.
Oh, that's fucked up.
And she kept pulling away, and he seriously did it, like, 3 or 4 times. And then, finally, he was like, okay, like, fine. And they were just sitting on the couch. And then she was like, okay, like, I really don't want to do anything sexual tonight. He's like, okay. And then he fucking tried again, and she left because he tried again. And people are defending him, saying that it was all a miscommunication, and she didn't say a firm no, so that he can't...
Yeah, people just need to be better about, like, reading that. Like,
she literally said, away, like, I don't want to do anything sexual tonight. Like, I don't get how much more of a no that could be, besides fucking stop. But I guess he texted her the next day and was like, it was fun meeting you last night. Might have been fun for you, but it wasn't fun for me.
Ew.
Yeah. And then she was like, you couldn't read my nonverbal cues. And he was like, I'm so sorry to hear this. I'm truly sorry if I hurt you or something. But, like, truly. What?
When people have to say words, like, honestly and truly, like, they're just lying. Like, he's not sorry.
Yeah. And I was reading an article saying that white women are just, they can't wait to get at a brown man or whatever. They made it a race thing. And to me, like, as a white girl,
it's not about race.
I'm basing it off of she said no and he kept going.
Yeah.
That's fucked up in general. It doesn't matter who you are.
I think that guys do that because they think that they can get you in the mood. Like, they think, oh, yeah, you're just not in the mood right now, but, like, I can turn you on.
My dick is magic.
Yeah. Like, and then, I don't know, has that ever happened to you?
Oh, of course it has.
Me too. And, I don't know, I feel kind of guilty afterwards because then it kind of worked. They do get me in the mood. And then I'm like, well,
maybe I didn't want to do that. And now I regret it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, stop
That's
doing
not okay.
That.
Yeah.
It's, like, fucked up. I don't know. And then there was another guy, James Franco.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Forgot I read about that one, too.
But I don't know what happened with him. I don't know the story.
Well, basically just a bunch of people came forward and was telling him how upcoming actresses that want to make it and that were in his indie films, they would film, like, orgy sex scenes.
And
He would remove the plastic barrier on the vagina during filming. And then this one girl, they were in his car for some reason. And then they were talking, and all of a sudden his dick was out. And he was, like, pointing at his dick and, like...
Pointing at it.
I guess she was like, can we do this later? Because she got nervous. And then he was like... pointing at it and, like, eyeing his dick. And she was, it's weird.
That's so weird. Like, why do people do that? Like,
they power trip. Louis C.K., he never apologized. He was just like, I used my status.
He just said what he did. He didn't really,
But it's true, because a lot of women, especially actors, like, want to do what it takes, don't want to be afraid or viewed as a bitch, basically.
I think for a lot of guys, they feel pressure to be the initiator in situations.
That's true.
And because, you know, we just kind of sit back and wait for guys to come to us, and we don't really have to try very hard. How do guys know when to stop? Some girls, you know, some girls want a guy to be, like, forceful and, like, grab her and, like, kiss her.
Yeah.
And some girls want a guy to, like, ask first.
Do you think it ruins it if you talk about it first before you even engage in anything sexual? Takes away from the magic?
Yeah, for me it kind of does. But
I get it.
And, like, usually you can tell, I don't know, there's just a feeling. Like, you can tell between two of you, like, if he wants to and if you want to.
But sometimes you can't.
Is there ever a time where you felt like you were, like, really wanting to have sex and the guy didn't want to?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, and so can't you tell, like, when he's less into it than you are?
Yeah.
So that means, like,
but we're fucking smart. Like, a lot of people really can't pick up on social cues like that.
So for you, you would rather talk about, like, your...
For me personally, yeah, I would rather talk about what I like and what I expect, and I would rather someone ask me,
like do's and don'ts?
Kiss me, oh. Or ask me to do anything. Not anything. Like, obviously, I'm okay.
Can I touch you here? Can
with
I touch
being you here? In the moment. Like, if I'm touching you and, like, rubbing your arm, like, obviously I want you to kiss me.
Yeah.
But maybe it isn't so obvious. I don't know. But it's hard. It's hard. There is a lot of, like, gray area when it comes to figuring it out.
But basically, if you actually, like, look at people's faces and gauge their emotions, like, you can tell what uncomfortable looks like. But, yeah, I mean, you can tell by looking. Like, people just need to be better at not thinking with their dick and thinking with their brain.
Yeah,
it's
hard for guys.
Yeah. Don't say that, though.
Well, there's testosterone. I mean, biologically, I feel like, you know, people talk about how women are emotional because of their uterus or whatever, there are hormones, but I feel like guys' testosterone is way stronger in taking over their emotions.
Yeah,
because every guy's do some different. Irrational shit. True. I mean, I'm not trying to say every guy is like this, but just a lot of them are. But that kind of reminds me of last night.
Oh, really?
A little bit. Because
yeah, this is what I've been curious about.
So, this guy that I grew up with, we went to school together.
We talked about him in the holiday episode. We talked about guys, I think it was the holiday episode, about guys that were cool in high school and then kind of changed.
Yeah. So, he was, like, the hot one that everyone thought was so sexy and blah, blah, blah. I mean, he's still fine now, but... Anyways, he moved out here, and so he stayed with me last year for, like, a week, and we had a great time, and we just had sex the whole time, and chilled.
But didn't you say you kind of, like, felt like he overwore his welcome a little bit?
Oh, for sure, because he said he was only staying for a weekend, and then he's like, oh, guess what, I'm staying for, like, a week, and I was like, alright.
Yeah.
But then he left, and I didn't hear from him until a couple of months later when I went home for Christmas. And he only wanted to meet up with me for sex. Like, he wouldn't meet up with me in public. So I was like, what the fuck? Fuck you. And I didn't talk to him for a year. And he would always text me, what'd I do wrong? What'd I do wrong? And I would tell him, and then he wouldn't answer. So this motherfucker moves here. And he was traveling, so he hit me up at 6 a.m. on a Monday.
Oh, really?
Mind you. Yeah.
That's weird.
And he's texting me, let's pull up the receipts here.
Let's get the evidence.
Oops, that's here. Messages me at 6:21.
Oh, he wrote you like a book.
Yeah, and he's like, you deleted me. What the fuck? I didn't even notice after a year that I deleted him. Anyways, he still said, I'm not really sure what I did to make you hate me. But I've told him 5 million fucking times.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. He goes, I miss you and I've changed a lot.
I miss you. I don't like when people say that.
It'd be nice to see you again.
I've changed a lot.
Mm-hmm. He ain't, though. He didn't, though. And, basically, he apologized for everything. And then I was like, he kept talking about the sex that we had and if it was good for me. And
that's
I was
weird.
Like, in the
Insecure.
Moment. Yeah, I was like, in the moment, yeah. And he goes, I enjoyed our time. I had so much fun with you that weekend, it kind of freaked me out. And I was like, why? He goes, I didn't mean for it to go like that. Just because I started catching the feels, I think, and I don't know how to handle it, but I guess it's all good. Kind of like the no strings attached thing we had going on, but it would be cool to see you again. And I said, okay, I appreciate your honesty. And then that's when he was like, but was it kind of good for you too or not? And
ew.
I was like, in the moment... He goes, would you ever consider it again? Like, motherfucker!
Like,
what? And I said, is this all you wanted to talk to me for? And he goes, no, I was just trying to see if you wanted to hang out. Nothing sexual unless you wanted to. Blah, blah, blah. Let me buy you dinner. said, I'm down to hang out platonically.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll be in LA, I'll hit you up, nothing sexual. I was like, all right. So he comes over last night with his friend that he was traveling with, and they're both really cool, and we're just chilling, and then we met up with Crispy and her friends, and
but it was wait, fun. Wait. I wanna point something out, because I felt like when I got there, well, before I got there, you texted me that he was gonna be with a friend, and I was like, I don't want this to be like, I brought a friend for your friend kind of thing. And then it kind of was like that. Because
we were walking.
Yeah, when we had like a 20-minute walk to the metro, like, Yeggs and What's-His-Face were like talking. And then I was like with the other guy just talking like alone. And I was like, all right, like, I guess I'll just ask him some questions. Like, and I was like, I hate this. Like, this is exactly what I didn't want. I didn't want it to be like a date.
It wasn't, though.
I mean, just in that moment, it felt like it. But then, right. Like, we all kind of, like, gathered together.
Right. It wasn't like that, but it did seem like that.
Yeah.
But they were cool, though. I mean, they were very chill and got along with everyone. But I had to work really, really early in the morning, so I was about to leave. And I told him, like, oh, I'm going to head out soon. And he was like, okay. You gotta work early? And this motherfucker knows I gotta work early.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yep. And I was like, so, like, where are you guys staying? And I think he thought I was, like, gonna ask him to stay with me.
Yeah.
Because he was like, oh, I don't know, I'll probably just get a hotel or something. And I was like, oh, okay. And I stop, and then he was like, oh, you gotta get up super early? And
again?
I was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, well, I kind of want to get my car. And I was like, oh. Like, trying not to see.
Was he parked, like, close to your house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh. And he goes, should I just go with you then? And I was like, no. What the fuck? I was so irritated. And I was like, no. I was like, I got an Uber pool, so it's just me. And I was like, and also, like, you know why.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about this.
But
and then it went silent.
You seemed like you were interested in him.
I mean, we have really good chemistry.
Yeah.
He makes me laugh so much, and that's great, but I don't want to have sex with you, and I fucking told you that a million times. We just started hung out after a year of not speaking.
Yeah.
So why, when I just told you, why would you expect that? Just because we had a nice time together?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was annoying.
And so then,
and he knew I had to work, and I don't know.
So then we all, like, you left,
mm-hmm.
and then we all, I was with, like, three of my friends and the two guys, and they, we all went... we were all gonna go together to Dirty Laundry. And actually, like, my friends ended up just leaving because they were too drunk. They were, like, wasted.
Yeah, they're pretty drunk.
I feel kind of bad for her, actually. My friend, this is kind of a side note, but my friend, she said she had started drinking at 10 a.m. that day. And she was, like, sitting at the table and she said, oh, my hands are shaking. I think she's gonna become an alcoholic. I'm worried about her.
Damn.
Yeah, but anyway, they left and then it was just the three of us. And so just the three of us went to Dirty Laundry. And, dude, seemed like he was, like, interested in me then.
Dylan?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because, I don't know, I was, like, really drunk, so I was not really paying attention to them so much. I was just kind of, like, walking around, and, like, they were, like, following me like little puppy dogs. And I was like, we all have to stay together. And and then there was one point where I sat down, and he sat down, like, right next to me, like, really, really close, like this. And, like, just, like, started talking to me, like, a lot. And I don't even remember what we talked about because I was really drunk. But it seemed like he was kind of trying, like...
I don't like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure, like... But that's just how it felt for me. But then I, like, disappeared because I was, like, uncomfortable. I was like, And then they left, I think. And I was there alone. And then I was kind of sad because I was like, no, I don't have any friends here.
What the fuck, though?
Yeah, so I think he was. Like, he was just horny. And then when you left, he's like, oh, well, I guess I could try for her friend.
Her friend, though? My friend, though?
Like, I know, right? Like, I kept on going away so they could talk to, I mean, anybody that they want. And they didn't try to, so.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But that's, yeah, I was, like, entertaining them before you got there. And yeah. I was like, this sucks. Like, I hate doing this shit.
Yeah, I don't like, yeah, I don't like to be the one. I mean, it's cool, like, to catch up a little bit. Yeah. But then you guys should do your own thing. You're kind of on vacation. You should try to, like, meet people or whatever. Exactly. Especially if you're drinking. And we were at a club, like, dancing. So I was trying to get them to mingle. Right. Because I was mingling, but...
I can't believe that happened. Yeah. That really irritates me.
So, I don't know what he would say about that, or he would probably just deny, like, oh, no.
Well, fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
What do you think about that, though? Like, do you think that if you have...
I think I'm going to go for his friend next time I see them.
You should. You said he was cute.
He is. He is cute.
And he was nice. He was talkative.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't like some parts of him, though. He seemed kind of, like, too nice. Like, I tried to say something there about that Korean bar, Saba Saba, by your house. Mm-hmm. This place is, like, super, kind of, like, shady and maybe racist.
I told him about that.
Yeah, and so I told him, I guess I said something about it again, and then he's like, oh, I don't know, just tried to, like, put a positive spin on it. And I just hate it when people do that. Like, you're complaining about something, and then they're like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, no, it's not fucking fine. Like, you didn't go there.
Yeah, and he seemed a little pretentious because we were talking about music. And he was talking about how Alt-J was pop. And I was like, they're not really pop.
Oh, yeah. He was doing, like, little corrections. So, anyway, what did he say?
He just said, well, being a musician, my music taste is so broad. And Alt-J is, like... mainstream, and so they're pop, because, like, in the 60s psychedelic rock was pop, and they're reviving that, and I'm like, they're not fucking pop, dude. They ain't on the radio. Like, shut the fuck up.
He's a mansplainer.
Just because you're a musician don't mean shit. I have a broad music taste too.
I don't think it's even about him being a musician, because he did that to me too, because I was talking about San Francisco and I used to live there, and he said, just, we were talking about, like, the weather in San Francisco, and I was comparing it to L.A., and he's like, yeah, San Francisco, it's, I don't know, just, I was like, it's not sunny there ever, and he's like, actually, it's, like, pretty sunny there, and I was like, bitch, I lived there for an entire year, like, I saw all the seasons in San Francisco, and there were no sunny days, like, I don't know, it's just, like, don't give me that actually, like, mansplaining voice, like, you don't know, I lived there, you didn't.
Yeah.
So... anyway, maybe you shouldn't go for it.
They both kind of suck, because they're both from where I'm from, and almost all the dudes fucking suck there.
I think it's funny that we started this conversation with, like, kind of positive about that, and now, as we've, like, unraveled everything, it's, could be negative. I don't know, they still are, like, okay to hang out with.
Yeah, I mean, they can have a conversation, at least, and but get along with people. They said they're leaving Monday.
Oh.
So I was like, how long are you staying? And he was like, oh, till Monday. He's like, what are you doing tomorrow? And I was like, oh, like, we're gonna go out. And then I was like, but, like, hit me up Sunday.
Like, you can't hang out with us.
Like, tomorrow. I don't wanna fucking I am not showing up around a whole fucking weekend again.
Yeah, I get it. No. But anyway, I was gonna ask, like, what do you think if you knew that, like, you had two guys that you were hanging out with, would you invite a friend just to make it, invite a girlfriend to make it even? Do you think that people should
do
that?
I think it would. I think it helps.
I don't like it. It's, like, too much pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
It's like, this is a couple and this is a couple. And
maybe if you brought two girls.
Yeah, maybe that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, because I guess there's pressure for you to entertain two people. So it's good to have a friend so you're not the only one, like, leading the conversation or whatever. But I don't know. Tell us what you guys think about that, because I'm kind of against the let's make it a double date kind of thing. Because
it is awkward.
It is. Like, I don't want to be stuck with this guy.
Like, I feel like it gives the vibe, like, an underlying tone of possible sex, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's going to happen at the end of the night? So, I want to know what you guys think about that. Is it a double date if you try to do that? Or is there a way to make it less awkward? What are you guys going to like to do in that sort of situation? yeah, let us know. And guys, please follow Crispy Topics on all platforms. We love our fans. Stickers coming soon. And I hope you liked our studio vibe that we had going on. I feel like the past few weeks we've had a lot of background noise. And so it's nice to have just
it's nice, quiet, more clear
conversation this time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Also, if you guys have any questions or suggestions on topics that you guys want us to talk about, we're totally open. Please email us at crispytarttopics@gmail.com. Actually, I haven't checked that email in a while. Have you?
No.
Yeah, but we'll check it.
DM us on Instagram or anything. Tell us some stories. Something.
Guys, we trying to talk to you. All right. Peace out.
Yeggs out.
Crispy out.